Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Shut up and sit down.
Hello.
What's up?
Hello.
What's good?
Hello. Another Sunday. Welcome, everybody, to the Command Center here in Waco, Texas, also known as Spiegelville.
Spiegelville, Texas, where nothing good happens.
Oh, wow, there's some garage sales this weekend in Spiegelville. There was a barbecue at the fire department, the VFW down there, had a little barbecue going on. It's $5 a plate, get you a burger and your hot dogs, you know, it was good.
Yeah, my cousin's having a garage sale, not for the same reason, but there's a lot of garage sales this weekend. I didn't realize there's like at least three or four in Robinson.
How's the, there in Lorini, how's that VFW doing? They still doing the barbecue briskets for Easter?
I haven't been in Lorena since I left to Lorena.
Well, Ben ought to know. Ben, Benjamin?
I don't know, dude.
Well, you know, when you go there by the Berkshire Brothers, you got that VFW post.
I don't go by the Berkshire Brothers. Who am I, Damon Williams?
Yeah, right there by that turf in the road. And then they always do the brisket barbecue for Easter.
Cool, man. They probably not. I don't know.
Well, it's good. I imagine it's very good. You know, that's a veteran of four wars.
You know, that's the good thing about America, is that you can just sit out your fucking meat.
Right. Right. And that's you're correct. You can buy your meat at the VFW or the you know, fire department or wherever it chooses to come from. But there's always people willing to sell you meat.
There's always people willing to give you meat.
Well,
but
Uncle Dan, right?
You know where the best meat, you know, best meat in Waco?
Mm-hmm.
The meat you can't beat.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Dan. You can't
how
beat
do you feel
that
about,
meat.
How do you feel about processed meat like Spam?
Like McDonald's chicken nuggets?
Huh?
Like the chicken nuggets from McDonald's? Like pressed
meat?
Yeah,
like that kind of.
Do you think that the chicken nuggets from school are pressed meat?
Oh, yeah.
I had them lunch.
Yeah, they're definitely pressed.
I think them yellow jackets are flying around everywhere out here.
You'd be lucky if it wasn't horse.
Ah.
Yeah.
I think it's gross, but like, as long as I don't see it being processed, you know, I'm still going to eat that shit.
Yeah. Would you eat,
yeah, go into my car if you want to get away from the yellow jackets. I'm not fucking around.
The yellow jackets are bad this
year.
Yeah, they're real bad. They're flying around everywhere, buzzing my head.
We need to check that window.
We need to go to that tree and get a can of that wasp killer.
Well, remember last year they built the little deal in that nest in the cable box outside.
Yeah, we're going to check it again. That's sketchy. That is sketchy, sketchy, though.
Yeah.
Just some gloves and call it good.
Well, last time he like snipped it open and the top just like fell off and there's this giant ass wasp nest in there. And just thousands of wasps just pour out and like circle around him. And then he just was in awe, like, pouring out, and they're all flying out everywhere.
Dude,
you
couldn't even see the
sky. Like, flying away, just flying out everywhere, dude. Like, looking at the area. Like, they were just angry. And he just stood there for a second in awe, and then eventually came to his senses and ran back.
Yeah. And he didn't even see the sky, man. It was like a haze of wasps.
Jesus Christ.
I don't want to do it again.
Yeah, it was bad.
I was spraying that shit and running at the same time.
Yeah. And laughing.
Yeah.
And it wasn't funny at all, but Ben was laughing. I was like, dude, it's not fucking funny. Whatever.
It's kind of fucking funny.
I guess looking back is kind of funny. Kind of like your big night playing video games is funny now. What are we doing on wrestling tonight? Do we know? I haven't even checked here. I don't even know what's going on.
I actually do not know. I've been seeing a lot of pictures of Rousey and Angle training, but that's about it. Check the match prep, though. So, while we're talking about the guys that are probably better left, not talking about, how was your history this weekend, huh? You're gone? Oh, no. I thought you just 20 minutes out and not even on the line anymore. And that's our call number, our number for all the clues. It's 668-8-6-6-0. Just call on in. A licensed professional. No worries. Is he back?
Oh, yeah.
Here's six eggs? Is that seven?
Hello?
Hello? Having issues.
There's beeps and bongs going on.
Yeah,
that sounds better.
Bray Wyatt, Matt Hardy. There's lots of Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt shit, I think.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and some. Oh, I think I see John Cena. Oh, wait, this is last.
Did you see him at the Kids' Choice Awards there at Nickelodeon yesterday? That was good.
I saw that. He did the upside down gimmick.
Yeah, he did the whole deal. He had like his dad and his mom and his sister and all that stuff. He dressed up as different people. It was very funny. He did a good job.
He had lots of good.
Yeah. I mean, he's fixing to be in that new movie coming out. He's got that new movie Cock Block coming out.
Oh yeah.
I remember Nickelodeon. During the early 2008.
Yeah,
2008
through 2012, 13, maybe 15. Yeah, probably.
What are you doing, man?
Make them. Hey, Ben, I got my free deal.
What?
I got my free deal.
You're free what?
Remember when I ordered the free deal from the Almanac?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh. Let's see what it is.
Oh, shit. We need to find that page.
There it is.
Here, find the page in the Almanac.
Okay, I will.
Here. Do you know where it is?
I'll find it. Open? Yeah, I can.
I'll do it.
Okay.
What are y'all talking about?
I'll show you.
It's the holistic deal. It's got that big Indian chief on it. The head, the Indian chief head.
Oh.
Yeah.
The FDR campus?
Oh.
We called in.
You just leave your information and they'll mail you your free package.
It's an herbal remedy book?
Yeah, that's for your herbal.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Elm and bark. Slippery elm and slippery elm bark is widely known throughout the world as a herbal remedy. As a tonic, it is renowned for its ability to soothe and strengthen the organs, tissues, and mucous membranes, especially the lungs and stomach.
Now all right, see it
for that, because I've been shitting and breathing weird lately.
I'm sure that's full of good knowledge, man, and it's free. That's why you should get one.
Yeah, I bet it's like ancient knowledge, you know?
No. Give out that P.O. box to people if they want to call it, like, in the number.
Yeah, okay, give them the number.
So if you want to call in for your free copy, and then just leave your voice with your address. You want it for free.
Yes, of course.
1-888-568-3036.
And you don't even have to pay postage. I mean, it came free in the mail.
Yeah. It's learn about the famous Ojibwe.
Yeah.
Ojibwe thermal healing remedy.
Well,
yeah.
Just to put it this way, the table is labeled forward, education, background, what FDIC is, the formula, instructions for use, what it does, reported benefits of FDIC, chronic fatigue, lupus, Alzheimer's, etc. FDIC, an endorsement by Dr. Winter, MD, and that's basically everything. But I'm really curious.
How are you?
What
awesome. Doing good. It sounds like it's a remedy for damn nigh everything. That's wonderful. And it's free.
Yeah, it's a good deal. Hey, you want to read this?
No.
So, FDIC and AIDS. In 1998, Dr. Gary Glum worked with an AIDS project in Los Angeles. The project took 179 AIDS patients home to die. They had pneumocystis carini and histoplasmosis, and were all underweight.
Uh-huh.
The project gave Dr. Glum five of these patients to work with. He took them off to he took them off their current medication, which was AZT at the time, and put them on a protocol, taking 2 ounces of thiac 3 times a day. By the end of February 1994, all of the other patients had died. Dr. Glum's 5 patients, however, were still alive. They were exercising, eating 3 meals a day. Their weights were back to normal, and they had no appearance of illness.
No appearance of illness.
Right.
Do you think it's as good as crystal meth, though?
Probably not.
Do you think if he would have administered a crystal meth to his patients, do you think they'd be alive today?
No.
So let's get on to the topic of the of discussion here, folks. What do you say? Which company or which country? I'm sorry, would produce the best car, the best vehicle? Gerald.
America.
Why do you say that?
Because there ain't nothing better than an American-made vehicle for an American.
Because we live in America.
Yeah, because we're not fucking...
If you want to buy a product that's superior, you're going to buy a product made in America.
Agreed. I mean, you get a truck,
to, you know, haul trailers. Let's say you're a farmer. What kind of truck do you buy? Dodge, Ford, or Chevy?
You can buy a little Toyota, little Nissan, Frontier, Formula, or whatever. You're gonna be hauling. If you're gonna be hauling cattle to the feed store or to the slaughterhouse or whatever, you're gonna be pulling heavy tractors, whatnot. You ain't gonna be hauling that little Toyota around, pulling that bullshit.
No, I mean, even my dad.
Because them Japanese can't build a truck the same way as a Ford, as Ford can, or Chevy.
Well, yeah, I mean, my dad, he owns a Toyota Kona. You know, it's a Japanese-made vehicle, a truck, whatever. But
see,
he is actually looking for one of those Ford Super Duties or one of those big Chevys to haul around the trailer with, because he knows that he ain't going to be hauling the trailers with that Toyota.
But your dad works for the McLennan Counties, right?
Yeah, and
what McLennan County truck was built overseas? Not a damn one of them. They're all F-150s, F-250s, F-350s, whatever, diesels. Usually they're diesels. I saw one today driving out there by the river. This is Precinct 4 out here, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, Precinct 4.
Yeah, it's Precinct 4.
No, I mean, my dad is all Chevy or Ford. And he just recently purchased for the county with the county's money, like a brand new dump truck. And he was going through a foreign manufacturer, and then he started to kind of be sketchy or whatever. So he just went ahead and spent a little bit more of the budget that they had on an American-made dump truck. That truck, no problem.
When I was working there at the Fort Hood, you know, you've got the it's the Buy American Act. You should, and you might pay a little bit more, but it's better quality, it's going to last longer, and you're supporting your local unions when you do that, you know. Your United Auto Workers, which I'm not a part of, but they're still a union deal, and that puts people to work here in America.
Speaking of putting people to work here in America, when are you going back to work?
It's supposed to be today, but now they're saying next week.
Because we're getting rain next 2 days.
I've got to get this little cyst taken off my back on Thursday.
You're finally getting that done?
Thursday, yeah, 10:30. It's going to be a 2-centimeter incision there. He's going to have to pull it out.
You're
going to
need more than 2 centimeters.
He said,
it depends.
They almost didn't want to do it, but he said he would.
Yeah.
Old Carl trip, you know.
Yeah, and he's going to get your blood, you know. All right, Eric. Still smoking?
And then, he's going to send it off to pathology. I said, bro, you already did a freaking biopsy on it, you know. But he'll get more money for doing that.
Well, yeah. Have you been to Trip since the dumpster?
I was at Trip last week.
Did he ask for your respect?
Huh?
Did he ask if you were still smoking?
No, I told him I quit smoking.
What did he say?
He was very happy. He's like, how long have you been smoking, Eric? I said, I just said too long. You know, it's time to quit. He's like, yeah, that's good.
Yeah. That's good.
So,
he was happy. It was like, what, 1984, 83?
88. It was 87, 88? Actually. 87. It was 1987 I started smoking.
Yeah, that's a... good while.
31 years, actually.
It's a long time.
Yeah. More time than I've been alive, almost double.
Yeah, and, it's probably not been good for me, but I'm feeling better every day now. I quit smoking.
Yeah, I bet you are. Shit, that's good. Congratulations.
Yeah. Then I did have a cigarette. Couple weeks ago, it was just unsatisfying. I was like, I don't even want to smoke this, man. It wasn't good, you know. I was like, nah, not interested no more. That's a good deal.
After you've been using the e-cigs for a while, you start to become less favorable as a cigarette. I mean, hey,
Yep, I can attest to that.
Yeah. So,
what about the dip?
I don't hardly dip at all, maybe once a day. Now, when I'm working, I'll dip more just because it's, I don't know, because everyone does. Yeah, and everyone's dipping, and, you know, that's what you do. But, like, today, this is the first dip I've had all day. I don't, dip is not a, for me, dip is not a necessity. It's, you know, it's okay. But,
I feel like it's more trouble it's really worth.
This dip
well,
I've got now is that long cut.
Long cut is what my dad uses, but the pouches I could understand would be easier.
The pouches are very easy. And the pouches don't hit your teeth, and the pouches don't upset my stomach the same.
Yeah, I agree with that. And they don't go everywhere. They're just contained in their little deal.
Right. And it's just the right amount. It's not too much or too little.
Yeah, it's perfect.
No.
I do not prefer dip.
The winter green?
I do not prefer the winter green.
Winter green.
Well, we're running on about 8.5 minutes left. So,
That's good because my phone's about to die.
What's up?
Well, anyway, why don't you tell us about your weekend? Yeah.
Oh, my weekend?
Yeah.
I mean, someone had a productive weekend. Not me, not you, Gerald, but Ben did.
I worked. Yeah, I had a very productive weekend. I worked all night long.
How many hours straight?
It was 12 hours straight through the night.
Yeah.
And the proposal was due at 7:30 in the morning. And after that, we had to go to a presentation and present, in which my group was the very last to present. So I had to sit there trying not to fall asleep, you know, listening to these monotone-ass kids who don't know how to present because they're scared and they've been up all night.
And they're from Iowa.
And every third word is or mainly and it's very annoying, and it just makes you want to sleep so that you have to forget that you have to be there for 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, but the experience itself is an experience that I will treasure forever.
That's true.
Like, I wasn't involved with very much in high school. I mean, whenever I was in middle school, I did, you know, football, you know, basketball, whatever, you know, I fucked around. I did track. I was pretty good at pole vaulting until I got into it. But going to Houston and doing that shit was, like, one of the best times that I've ever had.
Yeah,
you know,
there you go.
It's not fast, but, like, I will treasure that above any other memory that I have to date.
Hard work, it proves success whether you win or not, honestly. It still makes you feel like complete, you know?
You finished it. You did it. Good job.
Yeah.
Because it is a tough task. It takes many hours to do.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of hours.
A lot of work, a lot of mental.
And there's nothing better than getting home the next night and getting in your car and driving with the windows down and just, you know, knowing that you're home and it's, you did it.
Yeah. That long ass drive to Houston.
Yeah. And back.
Mm-hmm.
Screw Houston. I don't want to say screw Houston, but screw the traffic in Houston.
What did you say?
I said screw the Houston traffic.
Yeah, Houston traffic is no good. I've been to Houston, like, twice in my life, and both times I had traffic and hate it.
I mean, Dallas is bad, Austin is bad, but Houston is the worst.
Yeah, I agree. And I went to Houston for a Green Day concert when I was, like, 8, and then whenever we went.
Yeah.
But we didn't have traffic that bad.
How was that Green Day concert?
I don't remember. It was 9 years ago.
That sucks, man.
Yeah.
I still remember the Van Halen concert I went to. How old was I, Dad?
That was 2012, I want to say. 2013, maybe.
Oh, I was 12. I was 12 or 13.
Yeah, I was, like, really little. Like, I want to say I was in 5th or 6th grade. So, plenty of moons ago.
Yeah.
But I do remember the Metallica concert I went to recently.
Oh, yeah. Was that a long show?
It was a pretty good length, but, like, right, like, 2 minutes of the way through the set, I took, like, too many edibles. Like, I mean, a lot of
them. Yeah.
So, I can't really perceive how much time actually passed, but it was a while. And then we had to walk 2 miles to our fucking place because the Ubers were all taken and the taxis were charging $180 a ride.
Oh, good God, man.
Okay. And I hate to use the term, but
wow.
Dude, he was driving a fucking taxi around the parking lot and he wasn't picking anybody up. And I couldn't figure out why.
Yep.
And then me and my dad walked up to him, and we were like, hey, we need a ride to the football stadium that's literally like 2 miles down the road. How much does the ride cost? And he goes, $185.
Oh.
Yeah. He wanted $185 to drive the 2 fucking miles.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's what I said. I told him, or my dad told him, he was like, I'm not paying the same amount of money to drive 2 miles that I
did. I was going
to
say,
the
answer to that is no. No, sir.
Yeah. He said he literally told him to fuck off.
Mm-hmm. Well, at that point, yeah, like I said, the answer is no, and I'll pay you a reasonable amount for your time.
Yeah, what
service.
We did.
But, yeah.
We didn't, you know the Ranger Stadium?
No.
It wasn't too far from whatever place we were at. I can't remember the name of it. But, we walked to the Ranger Stadium, and we got an Uber to come pick us up over there. And they charged, like, $12.
Yeah.
And, you know, we said something like 10.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
I'm not paying no fucking taxi driver for $180.
No.
You know, like,
one time.
And they're just trying to exploit you.
Yeah.
Because they know you're drunk. And they know you don't want to walk.
One time I was taking the train from Fort Worth to Oklahoma City, and the train was running late. So Amtrak actually paid. I wish I knew how much it cost, but your federal government, Amtrak, actually paid to put me in a taxi from Fort Worth to Oklahoma City and then get the taxi back to Fort Worth.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, not awesome.
That's
for us
really
taxpayers, because that was probably $1,000 tab that, you know, that we paid out of tax dollars to pay for a taxi cab. You know.
Can I ask you a question, sir?
Sure.
Was it awkward with that taxi driver that whole way? Did you converse with him and find out his life story?
The taxi cab?
Yeah, the driver of the taxi.
He wouldn't shut his mouth. He kept talking the whole time. And I was like, dude, I don't mind passing the time a little bit, talking and chatting, but he literally talked nonstop from Fort Worth to Oklahoma City.
God damn.
Yeah.
Tell him to shut the fuck up.
There's not that whole lot to talk about. Well, we got a couple minutes left, right?
Yep.
All right.
That's about it. That's about all we got.
Winding this thing down.
Yeah. Well, we'll catch you guys next time.
We'll shift this command center back to commanding mode. There you
go. Tear down this wall.
Shut up and sit down.
Bye, guys.